Hello?
Hello. Am I on the air?
Just about.
Hello, Mickey.
He's busy at the moment, moving aerials and things.
He can't hear me, can he?
He probably can, but he's moving aerials.
Am I going out?
Yeah.
Well, good morning, London. How the devil are you? What's the time? Hang on a minute.
What's the devil got to do with it?
25 to 2.
Time you was in bed.
I'm anorakish tonight.
Most people wear pyjamas.
Well, I don't wear nothing, actually.
Don't want to know about your personal life.
No. Tim Stewart's not going to reveal his personal and...
Not going to reveal?
Life.
No.
No way. Anyway, how is the great Marconi? Are you alright?
The great Marconi, I'll just go and ask him. Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
He tells me he's doing fine.
Well, jolly good, I'm glad he is.
Just going to move things so I can hear you better. Hang on. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, listen.
I'm listening.
Any chance for a record?
You going to buy it?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want?
Can you play me... ask Mickey if you'll play me anything. No, what is it? Alan Parsons Project. Don't answer me. What did he say?
He didn't answer you.
Oh.
You told him not to.
Play me anything. Play me Seven Wonders, Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Alright?
Mm-hmm.
And keep up the good work, because I'm taping this.
Oh
no, it's illegal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't be doing that.
No.
Dear me.
Dear you. So you're going to go back with your anorak?
I am, the hot rocking anorak
station. To your bed and cassette deck?
I am, yes.
So, Tim Stewart shares a bed with a cassette deck.
No, I don't actually. I share it with a female.
A female cassette deck?
She's called Caroline.
Huh. Oh.
She rocks about a bit.
Hmm. Nothing you can say to that, really?
There isn't, actually. Yeah, she goes up and down, like the wave.
I think we should have a jingle at this point.
Ding, ding!
She got bells.
I know.
The family programme. And you've ruined it.
That is it. Oh, yes. Well, anyway, I shall let you go, because I have to be on the air tomorrow, you know.
On the air?
Do a programme tomorrow.
On the air. Right. Okay, well, if you're on the air, can I request...
Will he call you again tomorrow?
Call me Marconi, don't call me again.
Okay, well, I shall probably call you tomorrow, Marconi.
Okay. Between 3 and 5.
Yes, I shall be... All right, say hello to Mickey. Ask him to play some Alan Parsons. Don't answer me.
You've done it yourself. I'm sure he's listening. Well, he is, actually. He just can't talk.
I'm to keep up the good work. It's good stuff. I'd like to know what happened to the other station tonight.
RFL.
Hmm.
They had some technical problems.
Oh dear. Oh well, hello to everyone at that station if you're listening. My tips are going to go in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say you're 10p. Hey!
Right, I'll
speak
let you go.
To you
oh,
soon.
By the way, if Tim Allen's listening, hello to you. Right, speak to you soon.
Bye. I'm going to try a different way of linking the phone up. See if it sounds better. Oh,
close the handset and try again.
Yeah, it's almost hi-fi now, Mark.
Sounds good now, doesn't it?
Yeah, what have you done now?
I'm using a different microphone on top of the speaker.
Oh. Yeah, a lot better.
It's a bit hummy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got the same problem as you, CD players. Time to move power supply. How's that?
Sounds right.
I think I just worked the whole house up. Oh, I wonder who this could be. Hello? Oh, what a surprise.
Hey?
What a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise, indeed.
Hello, Albert.
Yeah, I've got a reception report for you, want it?
You've got what?
Another reception report.
Sorry?
What's a reception report?
yes, it's please. A report on how you're getting out.
Oh, how are we getting out? We're getting out on 92, aren't we?
Well, yeah, but I'm telling you.
Can you hear okay?
There was another sort of, high-pitched sounds to start off with.
High pitch.
They've gone now.
They've gone now.
There's one other thing.
Hang on. Albert.
Yeah?
Don't shout.
Sorry. There's one other thing, right?
Only one? Can't be Albert.
It's an important thing, right?
Okay.
There was a burst about 1:30. You turned off the transmitter or something. Something happened anyway. A sort of burst of white noise that came back on again. But I don't know why, but it seemed to affect my broadcast as well because I'm just playing flashback at the moment. Or medium wave. I don't know why it seemed to take the transmitter.
Oh. Sorry, I'm just moving. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm just moving around.
I don't know why that was.
I think it's probably got a cold.
No, I just thought it was most that. I don't know quite why it happened.
No, nor do we.
Can you tell me
till we get it sorted out.
I see, okay. Will you be presenting a sort of ordinary programme after that or not?
Hang on, this is an ordinary programme.
Yeah?
No, we won't.
No, okay. Well, I thought I'd come in and do one for you.
What, from a phone box?
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Okay, introduce the next record.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, introduce it.
Well, I don't know what it is, I don't know.
What do you think it might be?
Probably Fleetwood Mac.
Well, let's see if you're right.
Go on, then. I can't hear anything.
We got a radio near you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, we can't...
He wouldn't then, would he?
That Albert, he's all right.
I can't hear you. What?
Just saying what a good man you are.
That's it, OK. So I'll put some more money in.
Oh, then I won't bother. Albert.
It's all going down and all that.
Albert.
Yeah?
Bearing in mind you're on air, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you work?
Yeah.
And how much of your salary goes in the phone box?
Very little amount of it, actually. It's all 2 pence pieces, you can tell.
So how many millions do you earn a month?
About 10.
Oh. So you put...
Take home, of course. That's difficult tax and all that.
Tax?
You know.
Nails?
Yeah. You know, tin tax and stuff like that, yeah.
Oh.
Well, of course, I prefer... Gas, anyway.
I prefer Tic Tacs.
Mm, they're nice as well.
Do you remember them?
Do you like lemon? They're still doing them, believe it or not.
I believe it.
Yeah, they do the lemon and lime ones, you know, in separate compartments.
Yeah, no, I prefer the orange ones.
Yeah, the orange ones, sort of,
must be time of night. Yeah, lemon and lime?
You'll be presenting your regular programme then? Lemon
no.
Sort of thing. Right.
So, do we have to move down to Bromley to get lemon and lime Tic Tacs?
Yeah, orange and lime, sorry, all right? The time of night.
And the mint ones?
Pardon?
And the mint ones.
Yeah, I don't think they do anymore.
They actually, did you know they do tablets? Blue they were. Or green, I can't remember.
Yeah.
That look like Tic Tacs. And they actually made them in the same kind of container as Tic Tacs, which I thought was really daft.
I don't really remember them. I remember Tic Tacs, you know, they had ones which were white, weren't they? Then they had the ones which are orange and green. And you can only buy orange and green ones now, I think.
We're thinking about giving Tic Tacs away as prizes.
Sorry?
We're thinking about giving Tic Tacs away for prizes.
Are you? That's
we're thinking about it. Or wine, or, what were them things called? Jelly Babies.
That's not a bad idea either. Yeah,
Or Albert.
Yeah, what?
We might give you away. Because you're worth nothing.
Yeah. Who'd want me? I'll better go anyway.
Okay, then,
I'll phone tomorrow anyway.
No doubt.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Well, I've got to,
The other person has cleared. Other person has cleared.
Well, what would an RFM broadcast be without Albert, eh?
It wouldn't be the same, that's for sure.
In fact, if we didn't hear from Albert, I'd wonder if we were getting out.
It's always a good way of finding out.
Come on, Ian. Do your bit.
Just want to... there we go.
Hello? Oh, I can do that too.
What else?
Well, I don't know. I've been given this telephone number and I've been asked to ring it. I don't know who I'm meant to ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done it.
Amazing.
I knew you'd be impressed.
Yes, I am very impressed. Can you tell Nigel to stop mucking about?
Ah! Who are you? You're on the radio, by the way, so...
Sorry?
You're actually on the radio at this moment in time. Did we wake you up?
No, I was just watching the Count Dracula movie.
Oh, I didn't know Nigel was on telly.
Sorry?
Didn't know Nigel was on the box.
He is quite famous, isn't he?
Actually, I saw him on telly the other night.
Oh,
interference.
What?
I got some interference.
Oh, really?
Hmm. No. Wasn't really.
Is
this
to me now?
Yes, he is. If it is, Nigel.
It's on radio, so...
Yeah, you can never talk without going on the radio. Talking... Oh, yes, yeah, could be interesting. What did you do to him?
Well, I rang up from...
Hang on, bearing in mind you're on the radio now.
Oh, hi.
It's funny how people's voices change when they go on the radio, isn't it? Really?
Really, seriously. As I was saying, there was a wind-up. I told all the listeners that Nigel had...
You told two people?
Sorry?
Nothing.
Not two people. I think it was half a million.
Half a million? How many heads did they have?
I don't know, quite a lot.
Anyway... Have I?
Yeah.
I told you who I am.
No, you haven't.
Marconi.
You are not Marconi.
It is Marconi.
Thank you very much.
Nigel, will you stop interfering? I'm having a decent chat with this gentleman.
Gentleman?
Yes.
Hang on, I'll go and get my suit out of the wardrobe.
Nigel, are you going to speak to me or not? Because I'm going to put the phone down.
If you put the phone down, I'll ring you back.
Hello?
Don't tell them what you've done to me over the radio.
What? What did you say? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
No, I'm enjoying chatting to you, actually. You're much better than Nigel.
Well, who isn't?
Conversation with you.
Oh, so did you ring RFM up one Sunday?
I did, didn't I?
I'm asking, did you? What did we talk about?
One Sunday I rang up.
What did we talk about?
It was about miniskirts.
Oh, yeah. You're the one that enjoys looking at miniskirts too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember now.
One of those kinky people.
Hello.
Hello.
Taking it off. Are you watching this?
No.
You're not. You should,
okay. Haven't got a telly in the room.
Have you?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
And the screen on my radio is broken.
Has it? Yeah. Oh, God. It's just under his buttons. It's on his chest.
Ugh.
God. Oh, my God. It's just put his nail through his chest. And he's made an open wound.
Why not just say a cut?
Yeah, a cut, right. And he's pulling the lady towards him. Oh, no, shut up.
Got my finger on the fader. All change.
Sorry?
What, Nigel's in the garden now, is he?
Yeah, no, Nigel's carrying this woman. Oh, she's gone now. They've already run away.
Back in a minute, you two talk amongst yourselves. He's spoiled his wind-up. I'm glad he gave me your number.
Sorry?
I'm glad he gave me your number.
Why?
Because I know who he is now.
Who?
That person.
That person who?
Who you just spoke to.
That's Nigel.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you knew that already.
No. He rang me up.
So what, he's winding us both, yeah?
More me than you. You wasn't meant to...
He was trying to get me back for what I did to him.
We was an RFM. He rang here.
Yeah.
Put on a normal voice.
Yeah.
And gave me your number and said to ring you. So I rang you. Felt rather silly because I didn't know who to ask for. And then I put you two together on the phone.
How did you put me together on the phone?
It's clever technology.
I think I'm the one that's been
wound
up here.
No, I think we both are.
No, I think I am.
Anyway, I'm going to go now, so say goodbye to London.
Bye, listeners. I hope you enjoyed the conversation.
Right, I'm going.
Bye.
Bye. Phone up tomorrow between 3 and 5.
I'll try. Do I speak to you?
Yeah. No, well, don't phone up then.
No. I mean, you know, am I going to speak to you or somebody else?
Me.
All right, now, I'll meet you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye. Is Nigel there?
Yeah, say bye to Nigel.
I'll call you back.
He'll call you back. There you go. Bye.
The other person has clicked.
You awake?
Yeah.
Just. That was interesting. Ish. Well, not really.
What? Not at all.
Hello. Who's there? You again, officer? Oh, luncheon roaches? That would be nasty.
What's this?
The worst record ever.
The police.
This is one hell's party. You ain't gonna stop.
I'm getting worried about you. Oh.
What was it? You have to be...
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this? You're hello,
No, I'm Steve.
Oh, hello, Steve.
I've been listening to you for, ages.
You just said you didn't know.
Eh?
You just said you didn't know, and then you tell me ages.
Sure.
I wonder if there's anyone who's got anything really exciting and lively to say, who isn't going to wind me up.
I doubt it at 10 to 3 in the morning.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Blimey. Well, if you know the number... Regular corners only.
Not exactly red hot.
Must be a fault on the line. My mum's had the washing on it again, I think. Mind you, she uses aerial, so that's okay. Anyone got a very funny, clean joke? 445-2266. It must be clean and it must be funny. Ah, oh, well. They've given up.
Oh, dear.
Obviously it wasn't a very funny, clean joke.
No.
Turn your radio down and tell me your funny, clean joke. Well, they've gone, but someone else is ringing up, I think. They've gone. Well, I found that joke extremely funny. Hello. And they've gone.
cost them the money to do that.
Mm. Good joke, though. Joke on me, I think. Let's ring him up and hang up. Alright, I wonder how long they're going to hang up for this time. Hello?
What's good looking and hangs up?
Well, I know what's bad looking and hangs up. You. And you must be ugly if I can say that over the radio. Got any more like that?
Hey, got any music on this station?
Any music?
Yeah.
Right, what's the punchline?
No, that ain't a joke.
Oh, it's not a joke?
Serious.
What would you like to hear?
Whatever you want to play, you know what I mean?
Okay, we'll play some music.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Battersea.
Battersea?
Yeah.
Dog home?
Yeah, similar place.
Oh, right, I thought I'd recognise your voice. Anything else? Want to say hello to Rover or anybody?
No, I'll say hello to your mum, though.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right,
bye.
Hello.
Hello there.
Oh, good morning, yet again.
Oh, you sound like a funny joke.
I can't believe you're still on.
Hmm, you've not been listening.
Well, I have actually, yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
Hmm, it's been different, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been different, actually.
Got a joke?
Have I got a joke?
Hmm. I got one for you.
Go on then.
What's black and white and eats like a horse?
I don't know.
A zebra.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tim Stewart for a minute, but never mind. Oh yeah, well I just wanted to know that, wanted to let you know that I found Albert from Bromley very, very boring.
Oh.
No, actually he was, no, he was quite interesting actually. I mean,
hang on. Yeah, go on.
Start again. Reception reports are good to have, but, well, you know, where would RFM be without Albert of Bromley, as you said earlier on?
Hmm. Person calling in, call back in a second.
Do you mean me?
No.
Oh.
There's someone else trying to get through.
See, well, I've put a few tens in. You won't have any pips this time either.
Oh, good.
I'm on one of these payphone things where you put the money in first.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
So basically, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you get an answer phone, you've lost your 10p.
Oh. I see.
Because normally on a pip phone you can tell it's an answer phone.
That's right, yeah. I think you've got someone else waiting on the line, haven't
you? I have, yeah.
I can tell.
They've gone.
You cut out.
Hmm.
Well, don't cut me off because I've put a few tens in.
Right, well, they've hung up anyway. If they ring back, I'll go to them then come back to you.
Well, okay, well, don't be too long.
I'm about 5 foot nine.
Huh?
5 foot nine.
5 foot nine?
Hmm.
Tough, I'm 5 foot 11.
Right, they're calling back. Hang on a second. No, they're not.
Who was that girl that you were talking to earlier on? Was that Gunda?
Got no idea. Hang on a second.
Hey, you gotta pay the numbers, busy.
You're through. That sounds like Lee to me.
Yeah, without a doubt it is.
Hmm. Got a joke for me, Lee?
Aye.
Got a joke?
Nah.
Oh, yes. Good man. Laughs before he tells a joke.
That's
like it.
Joke. Do you want to hurry up?
A funny, clean joke. Give me a subject and I'll try and think of a joke.
I've got a joke, by the way. It's like, nah, you wouldn't appreciate it.
Tell me off air. Come on, what is it? You're right, we can't do that one on air. You're back on air.
Alright. You want to play some music for me or what?
Or what, probably?
Me and my mate Paul here, and his dog Grismal.
Okay.
Anything, play Saint.
The Ollies.
Yeah, the Ollies.
The Ollies.
He ain't heavy. Yeah, you gonna do some of that?
He wants some mollies. He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
That's it.
He ain't heavy, he's a pile of feathers. Okay, we'll do that for you. Speak to you later, Lee.
All right, mate.
Bye, mate.
See you tomorrow. Quick,
yeah.
Tomorrow.
Between 3 and 5, we'll be doing this again.
All right, mate.
Check our FM out all day. Bye.
Yeah.
Another person has cleared.
Stuart run out of 10p's, I think.
The road is long.
my brother. It's a long, long road from which there is no return. While we're on the way to live, why not share?
You might run out of money. What was that record you wanted? You're back on air.
Don't Answer Me by the Alan Parsons Project. And also, can you play Nana Cherry Manchild?
You want two?
Well, if you can. Come on, I mean...
That's very greedy.
All right, then, well...
I bet you're the type of guy that goes into a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Has a star.
I know, but I have...
A main course.
Yeah, BT's beating me.
Okay, I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, tomorrow, anyway.
Right.
Right.
Bye.
Good night, you two.
Bye.
Bye.
You can't play Nana Cherry records on RFM.
Hmm. Play Alan Parsons, eh?
Well, yeah, I reckon we could probably manage that.
Hmm.
How long does it take him to get back to from the phone back to his radio?
2 minutes. So.
Still got a bit of time to go then.
Someone else wants to fill out the time like this person does. Or didn't. As the case may be.
Could have a jingle. Shall we have a jingle?
Why not?
Right.
RFM.
That was nice.
Wasn't 2 minutes long there, was it?
No.
Hmm.
Could have it again, I suppose.
We could have.
All right.
We will.
RFM.
Do you think people know what this station's called now?
Hmm. Maybe.
So, what I want to know is when there's going to be an RFK.
You've
got L, you've got M, you've got, apparently we've got N.
Have we?
Albert Bromley.
No, I reckon, Mr. Stewart's got back to his room now.
Hmm. Give it a whirl.
Kind of beauty to believe in someone.
That was nice.
It was.
Do you think we should have the name Jerry record, just to, you know, just to please Mr. Stewart over there?
Well,
I mean, we could have. But there might be some people who object.
Okay, you're on your own.
One here. Tell you what. See how many of these records you can name. I don't know if you're into the group Madness or if you know any of their stuff. But see how many of these you can name.
Buster, he sold the heat.
Well, there's one I can't.
With a rock steady beat.
That's a mixture of two, isn't it? It's one step beyond.
I want to make it easy. If anyone can name quite a few of these, 445 double 2 double 6 after.
Glad to hear it.
I know this.
There's something about I like driving in my car, isn't it? I think.
Well done. Might know this one. Remember this?
Yeah, just about. It's a bit loud for this time of night. It's one group I haven't got a single record by.
You must be mad. This one's for that girl who's into miniskirts. All the glitters in the pub, passing men are ready rough, trying not to think of when that lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, I can't really turn it back. Oh, what school. Baggy trousers, by the way. Not in stereo because it's really good.
Children taking me from you.
Take time to your pleasure, laugh with love, take the hand of another, sing for the wings of a dove. Oh, oh, for the wings of a dove.
film tonight. I found it hard to say. She thought I'd had enough of her. I tell you why it didn't do it, 'cause I wasn't there. Don't blame me, it just isn't fair. You listen to their side, now listen to mine. Come think of a story, sure you'll find me sometime.
Is there much more of this?
Nearly over.
Good.
My name is Michael Caine. My name is Michael Caine.
Well, tomorrow's just another day, being Monday, day after RFM day. And if you're tuning around and thinking, hang on a minute, this is mad, RFM don't normally play that, you're dead right. But just to prove that we are at RFM. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Albert in Bromley again.
Oh, yeah, it must be RFM.
Yeah, it is. Except that.
You've got a radio with you this time.
Yeah, I've got a radio in this time. I've picked up some interesting stations here. Have you heard this one?
Oh, we're going to have a tour of the band now, are we?
Yeah, it's like some medium waves, isn't it? They're playing Flashback.
Oh, my finger slipped, sorry.
That's all right, yeah. Listen, wait a minute, it's going to be making an announcement here, isn't it?
How long is it?
That we have been found to be illegal. Oh, dear. Like
what's illegal?
Yeah, Radio City that is about, I think.
Oh, right.
As far as there, yeah.
So,
We should be closing down so, at 9 o'clock.
Albert, yeah. Albert, you've rang up. What have you got to say, not medium wave?
Yeah, well, I've got some sorts of things.
I can imagine.
Pardon?
I can imagine you have, yeah.
I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? It's so big.
It's hard work being on the radio, isn't it,
yeah,
Albert?
The money's run out.
Oh, well. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye, mate.
There we go. Just to prove we are RFM. Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Graham, please?
Graham?
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking.
No, you're not Graham.
I'm Graham.
No.
I am.
No way.
It's Graham.
No, get me Graham. I know this is one of his friends playing around.
Okay, I'll get him. Hang on. Hello?
Wicked joke, yeah?
Wicked joke, yeah, I wish I could do that. What wicked joke have you got? Hello?
Sorry?
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, mate.
Hello?
My dedication to the Ferry Estate.
Who's this?
It's Sam.
Who?
Sam.
Sam?
Yeah, mate, and Lee and Paul.
Oh, I think I've heard of Lee, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Hang on, what is it Lee normally says?
He ain't my brother by the ollies, mate.
We've done that.
What?
We've done that. You're about 20 years behind.
Not the ollies, then. Not the ollies. Let it grow.
Let it grow by Percy Thrower.
We heard that last week as well.
Not Percy Thrower, Eric Clapton. Hello, mate. All right.
We had Let It Grow last
mate,
week.
We're rocking. We're listening to your station and we're rocking, mate.
You're rocking.
Are you all right, are ya?
All right,
mate.
Yeah, I'm all right, mate.
Playing that record.
Yeah, no problem.
Lovely. You're going to play Eric Clapton. What is it?
Cocaine
or let
it grow, mate. You
know what I mean?
Are you listening or what?
Yeah,
no.
Right,
don't give me
all
that. No one.
He's hung up.
Hello. Well, we did play Let It Grow last week for him.
And we played The Hollies tonight.
Yeah.
Let the Holly Grow. It's gone very quiet.
Well, it is very late.
True.
Don't want to wake anyone up.
Pun?
I said you don't want to wake anyone up.
Take the pillow away from your face when you're saying it. Actually, you're very quiet. Can you talk up?
Hang on. You've got to turn your radio up very, very loud to hear this. It's going to be very quiet.
RFM.
That would have woken them up.
All the doors in my road have flew open. Four, four, five, double, two, double, six. If you have a clean, funny joke. We haven't had any yet.
Oh.
Have we?
No, we haven't. There aren't any, are there?
Oh, there must be one.
Here we go.
Mustn't there?
Okay. Got any hip-hop, mate?
Any hip hop? No, that is a good joke, that one. Yes, that's very good.
No?
That is a joke. No, we haven't.
No.
Anything else?
That's all right.
Yeah? Would you like to say any hello to any of your Boogie on Down buddies?
I ain't got any.
You ain't got any?
No.
would they kill you if they knew you were listening to a rock station?
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Nobody knows anything this time of the morning, do they? So, we have no hip-hop. What else would you like?
Soul?
Soul? I've got a soul on my shoe, but that's about all.
How about any Talking Heads?
Talking Heads, I'm doing that right now with my head.
Alright, fair enough.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Obviously nothing else. Gotta humour these people. What was that?
I don't know.
Someone trying to get in. Go away. 445-2266. What time is it now?
3:20.
I reckon I'm going to go soon. 3:30.
Yep.
Got 10 minutes, everyone. If I don't hear a joke by 3:30... I'm going to be winding people up tomorrow between 3 and 5. Hello?
Hello?
Can you talk up?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Carl, Bexley 8.
You sound a bit like one of Lee's mates.
No, I ain't. I'm in Bexley 8. Been 3 years.
Right. Got a joke?
Yeah.
Go on then.
What do you call a judge without any fingers?
I don't know.
Just
sorry?
Just his thumb.
Hang on, let me hear the answer off air. What was it? What's the answer?
Hello?
Hello, you're on air now.
I'm on air again.
Yeah.
Just his thumbs.
Of course, I should have known that one.
An RFM t-shirt for that?
You can have an RFM dustbin liner.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, then. It's in the post. Alright.
Alright.
Thanks for calling.
Alright.
Bye. Hello, have you got an interesting joke? No? Goodbye then. Some people must be millionaires. What do you call a judge? Hello?
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 Yeah, mate, I've got a joke for you.
Yeah, can you turn the radio down a bit?
Turn the radio down, mate.
Thank you.
Hold up, mate. Hold up, mate.
Okay. Having a conference
right.
About turning the radio down. Yeah, right.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
What's the joke?
Joke for you. It's Peter.
Peter. That's a good joke, that one.
Now, listen. What's the late... Wait, listen.
Yeah.
What's the latest fashion in China?
Go on.
What they wear. Yeah, man, you must get that.
No.
Yeah, you must get that.
It's very, very sad. Bye-bye. Have you got a clean, decent joke for us? Hello? Hello? People ring up.
And then they hang up.
And say nothing. Then they hang up. Person that says the other person's cleared more interest in them.
I think it's time we were going.
I think so too.
Yes.
Well, I will speak to you between 3 and 5 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Marvellous idea.
When we won't be doing anything like this at all.
Nothing at all.
No, totally different.
Nothing in the slightest bit like it. In fact, we're going to bar anybody who's called tonight. So, Albert, you're going to be homesick tomorrow.
Anyone on the Ferrier estate as well?
Yep. Lee and all his mates that don't admit to being his mates on the radio. So, no, I don't know him, mate.
You know what I mean?
Harry. Haven't had Harry on here, have we? Nor Roger.
Not yet.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
What is it? Sleep tight and watch the bedbugs don't bite your anorak. Do you wear mothballs in your pockets?
Not the last time I looked.
Good. Don't forget to switch the radio off, everyone. Bye.
RFM.